Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
All right. I think we're good, but let me know when you get your Goo Goo Dolls stat. There was a stunning amount of injuries over the weekend, and I'm only going to talk about the headliners here, but I just wanted to run through this because B has been saying for a while to expect a bunch of injuries because nobody plays. And there's injuries when everybody plays. Like, there's injuries in week 10 also.
It's injuries in week 10, but it's not as many popping up at the same on the same day.
Okay. So, that just sounded like Jeff. Okay, so we saw last night, Monday Night Football, A.J. Brown, hamstring issue. Depending who you ask, he's expected to miss multiple weeks. That Philly offense was nowhere near as explosive. The one play I thought Philly really missed A.J. Brown be when Jalen rolled right, had Devontae Smith at the goal line, fired. Smith had it, and Jesse Bates broke that play up.
AJ pulls that thing in.
That play does not get broken up with A.J. Brown, period.
I believe that.
Okay. We already knew the Rams had lost Puka Nacua, right? He's already on IR with a knee issue. Cooper Kupp hurt his ankle. He's going to miss multiple weeks and may end up on the IR. Hell, he might be on the IR already, and we haven't seen the update.
That's crazy, man.
I mean, that Rams team seems to be in real trouble. They got a ton of offensive line injuries, and Matt Stafford tends to get banged up. They got trouble out there.
Yeah. I make those comments about injuries because when I first start, when you first come back, let's say all in the offseason, or you first go to training camp, you have to move a different way because you don't just have that flow of what you've had. But then after like four or five, because we used to go to training camp for 3, 4, 5 weeks. Then after that, then all of a sudden you get more fluid with it. You know, these guys basically go, they don't play in preseason. And I, like people always go, well, man, they can learn on the bench. If you can't learn practicing slow in practice, what the hell make you think somebody can learn on the bench? You know what I mean?
That's a fair point.
Then when the season starts,
you're
now asking guys to go full speed. And guess what they hadn't been doing? They hadn't been going full speed. Because I know people go, oh, he practiced full speed. No, nobody practiced full speed. You might practice faster than everybody else, but you don't practice full speed. Not like a game. So
not a game. We're talking about practice. Let's go to Kansas City. I think Isaiah Pacheco is one of the most well-liked players around the NFL because he's a seventh rounder that made it on a team that the whole country sees damn near every week. The Chiefs are almost always on primetime or the 4:30 window or whatever.
And he runs like a maniac.
I don't know the guy, but I feel like there's not much to not like about Isaiah Pacheco. And he fractured his fibula. That's the front of the bottom leg bone. Isn't the fibulas the front, like the shin, and the tibias the back? I don't know.
I think the smaller one is the tibia, right?
Landfill, what do you got? Heavy metal Chris, are you also a doctor?
I know they're in your leg, and it sucks to break them.
There's fibula and tibula. They're both in the lower leg. I believe the fibula is the big joint in the front, but I don't know. He's expected to miss 6 to 8 weeks to the point where the Chiefs are bringing in Kareem Hunt to see what he's got left.
Okay, here we go.
The fibula
is the smaller one. The tibia is the big one.
Okay, so the fibula is on the back?
Yeah.
Maybe back's not
right. To the side.
Maybe
like side. Yeah.
That's a big loss, dude. So the Chiefs have Samaje Perine because all roads lead back to Ashburn. They also have this dude Carson Steele, white dude running back. I guess Clyde Edwards-Helaire is already hurt. That for all the excitement of that 2019 LSU offense, Clyde Edwards-Helaire proved to be maybe just a dude along for the ride when he got to the pros.
He played his ass off in college, though.
Well, he also had Ja'Marr Chase and Justin Jefferson. Like,
they had him, too, though.
Yeah, but those dudes continued to play their ass off when they got to the pros, and CEH did not.
See, they get protected at the pros, and he don't get protected.
He's playing with Mahomes. And
man, they get hit. Running backs get hit all kind of ways. You can't even touch a damn
receiver.
I'm just
saying, of the explosive pieces of that Bayou Bengal offense, most of them delivered in the pros, and he did not.
Yeah, but because the college thing, running the ball takes it off of them. In the pros, it's set up for the pass.
Sure. Let's go to San Fran.
Okay.
Deebo Samuel, calf injury, expected to miss multiple games after getting
hurt. McCaffrey has a calf injury.
I think McCaffrey's is more Achilles, but
they say calf Achilles. Yep. Well, normally when you get the calf, it attaches up toward, Achilles, it attaches up here closer to the bottom of the calf. So you never know sometimes. What are they doing that they all have that? Are they running them damn heels up there again?
Didn't Jerry Rice run them? He never missed games.
But most people from Jerry Rice days didn't miss a lot of games.
Some people miss games.
Most didn't. I didn't say all. I say most.
Defensively, the Niners' rankings are kind of interesting. It's only two games, but they're 20th in yards allowed, 15th in points allowed. Purdy has been good, but if you don't have McCaffrey, and now Debo's going to miss.
And then Ayuk, who's fighting his way back.
I mean, it's interesting.
Let's just look around the league.
And if you look at their record last year without Deebo, it hurt.
Deebo is a very versatile weapon. He comes in and he plays like their muscle because he's tough. But the thing about it, if we watch all around the league, nothing really seems like it was supposed to seem. You know why? Because it's the second week. They got two more weeks of preseason. They'll start getting it right. Most of the teams that are good, they'll get it right.
Everybody is saying that Amon-Ra St. Brown, who got injured against the Bucs, avoided a serious injury.
Yeah, I heard. I saw that.
They're saying it was a contusion and cramping. Contusion can mess you up. That's a very deep bone bruise.
Yeah.
Did you notice that Valdez's hair was blue yesterday?
I did see that.
You know that's because he guaranteed a
Ravens win?
No, I thought it was Ravens related.
I thought it was Ravens related too.
He guaranteed a St. Brown touchdown against the Bucs and didn't get it, so had to dye his hair blue. In two games. I think everybody's got to chill, but against the Rams in their opener, he was pretty non-existent. And then against the Bucs,
he hit 100 plus.
What's that?
Am I right?
That was against the Bucs.
Yeah.
In the opener, he had 3 catches for 13 yards.
Okay.
Against the Bucs, he had 11 catches, 119 yards. And the word out of Detroit is that he's going to be okay. Another stud wideout, Justin Jefferson. They're saying he hurt his quad against the Niners. Didn't slow him down on the 97-yard touchdown reception.
Not at all.
One more potentially big injury, I would say. Justin Herbert with the Chargers, who are playing really well, running the hell out of the football with J.K. Dobbins, had to get x-rays on his right leg, but everything came back negative.
Didn't you expect him to run the ball with Jim up there?
Hell yeah. And I think it's going to be really good for Herbert. The low-key big game this weekend is going to be Chargers-Steelers in Pittsburgh. Pair of 2-0 teams, Tomlin versus Harbaugh, kind of juicy.
Yeah.
Here's what we're going to do. 1 o'clock, we're going around the league. 1:30, Nikki Jabala joins us next. Got to discuss, who's the best quarterback in the NFC East?
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.